It's your Tuesday afternoon update program on Double K Country. I'm Ben Aberg. Now jojoined by Executive Director of the Nevada Vernon County Chamber of Commerce, Jessica Sloniker. Thanks so much for taking the time with us once again.
Yeah, thanks for having me again, Ben.
As we roll into March here, getting a pretty busy time for both of us. We were talking about before we got on air.
Yeah, lots of stuff happening in March. So every weekend, I think something's happening right now. So yeah,
so a lot to look forward to. And of course, the 2024 annual Community Awards Banquet is coming up, and I understand recently all the nominations are in and have been announced as well.
Yes, nominations are in. Those have been posted on our Facebook page, and actually the voting process is open for chamber members. They should have received an email to vote, and those are due back by Wednesday, March the 13th. So if you're a chamber member and you got that email, please make sure you cast your vote before March 13th. If for some reason you did not, you are a chamber member but did not receive an email, please let me know and I will get that over to you.
All right. And what were those categories again?
Yeah. So we have six awards. The first one is Prestigious Business Leader of the Year. The nominations in that category are Henry Wallace, Tracy Cliffman, Amanda Cohen, Jessica Bland, Blake Hertzberg, Chad Duncan, Quality Products, Walmart Pharmacy, and Mark Mitchell. So lots of very highly qualified business leaders, organizations, and individuals there. The next one I have is Outstanding Volunteer Service of the Year. Those nominees include Erica Scobie, Lori Harder, Dan Keller, Bob Beaver, Amanda Cohen, Jessica Bland, Samantha Canfield and Rebecca Pachter, Jeremy Fast, Thabina Bauer, and April Hendren. So again, a very long list of good people in our community that provide lots of outstanding volunteer services. We also have the Excellence in Customer Service Award. That one, the nominations include Nevada Insurance Agency, Dennis Hancock, Hancock Automotive, Nevada Housing Authority, Missouri Job Center, Hertzberg Furniture Company, Insight Support Service, Great Southern Bank, Verco Apparel, Freddy's Frozen Custard, and Curtis and Sons. Obviously, you're hearing some of these nominations. There's duplicates in categories. Like I've said before, you know, the last time I was here, I told you that anybody can be nominated. So based off of these nominations, what I'm seeing here, people have really good experiences with somebody and experiences with a business or an organization, and they remember those things. And so there's lots of chance that somebody could be nominated in every category, and that's amazing, and we love that. So finishing up with the other three award categories, we have community involvement. Community involvement nominees include the Elks Lodge, number 564, the Nevada Regional Technical Center Business Classes, Nevada Housing Authority, Missouri Job Center, Hertzberg Furniture Company, Miles Miller, Arvest Bank, Precision Coffee, Stutzman's Action Realty, the Osage Prairie YMCA. We also have the Young Professional of the Year Award. Those nominees include Ben Walker, Sammy McCullough, Jenny Metcalf, Heather Michelle, Kendra Miller, Dr. Trey Kalbaugh, Sarah Haney, and JJ Curtis. And then, of course, our big Business of the Year Award. The nominees for that include First National Bank, Henry Kraft, Nevada Housing Authority, Missouri Job Center, Hertzberg Furniture Company, Casa Azteca, Chadwick's Meat Market, Stutzman Action Realty, Heartland Behavioral Health, and Freddy's Frozen Custard. So six great categories and lots of nominations out there. So,
all right. And then again, the chamber members, make sure to get those votes in here soon.
Yes. So as long as you are a chamber member in good standing, then you should have received an email. Like I said, if you didn't, just get a hold of me.
So. All right. So this all culminates with the annual Community Awards Banquet, and I understand a fun theme once again this year.
Yes. So our theme this year, it's 5 o'clock somewhere. We want everybody to come out and enjoy themselves, have a good time. Just be comfortable. You don't have to dress up. If you want to just get in the spirit of the theme, wear your tropical shirts or grass skirts, sunglasses. We're going to be there and have a good time. So Friday, March 22nd is the evening. Right now I am taking reservations for tickets. So we have individual tickets, we have couple tickets, we have sponsorships available. So if you're interested in any of those, please reach out to me at the Chamber, 417-667-5300. All this information can also be found on our Facebook page. So if there's something that you would like to be a sponsor, I would really like to have all of those in by Friday, March the 8th. So that way we can get everybody recognized in our program book and as well as any other materials that we have posted that night. So,
yeah, and I noticed a number of different sponsorship levels. Are those all still right now available as we talk?
Yeah, so I do have all levels available currently. As far as award sponsors, there are only six of those since we only have six awards. I believe I have one, maybe two of those available. I'm waiting to hear back from somebody on that. I also have some Tiki Bar sponsorships available. Of course, those, you know, both of those come with six tickets to the event, which is get you a table of six. And then you also have, you know, paid ads in there, individual logos, banners, that kind of thing. So, and then we also have, if you're just a group that don't want to go up to that award level, we do have just a table sponsor. A table sponsor is still as well six tickets, a little bit less as far as advertising, but you're still getting your name out there in all of our information. So,
all kinds of different levels. Again, want to get that RSVP in by March 8th.
Yes.
That Friday. So again, get that in. Is on March 22nd. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Join everyone in Margaritaville.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah, we've got lots of exciting things planned for that night. So come out, join us. We're going to have a meal. We'll have the awards. And then, of course, we're going to have some live music by the Brand Brothers Zare. So performing. So we'll have some time to just enjoy networking and wind down.
All right. So lots to go on there. We'll open up at about 5:30 at the Nevada Eagles Hall that night, and dinner, the awards, and like you said, the live music and all kinds of great stuff there.
Yes. We hope everybody that is able to come out can come out and join us.
All right. Anything else you'd like to talk about while we got you here?
Sure. We do have a couple other things, you know, still happening. We were talking before we came on here about a busy March, and then as soon as March is over, we run right back into getting things going for Bushwhacker Days. So one of the things I do have coming up on Saturday, then March the 9th, from 10 to 1, I have an open house and ribbon cutting for one of our new chamber members, Last Stitch Embroidery and Design. So if they will be at the chamber office, so if you're out and about on Saturday, March the 9th, come out and see what they have to offer. Talk to them about things that they can do for you and your business or as an individual. They make some great personalized items, and they'll be happy to talk to you.
All right, perfect. Well, again, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, Ben.
Again, Jessica Sloniker, Executive Director, Nevada Vernon County Chamber of Commerce, joining us here on Your Brand of Country, Double K Country.